coming back home and taking a look at the JSE's performance amidst it all. There we have it, the All Share, a third of a percent softer today, weighed down by our Financial 15 space, it trading 1.3% in the red, Industrial 25 losing 0.3%. The Resources 10 component, though, backing the overall trend with its 0.6% climb. And joining me in studio now for a closer look at the equity space, Caroline Kremen from AdviceWorks. Thanks so much, Caroline, for joining us this evening. So that, in a nutshell, the trading day that was, and it seems that we've got some G20 pessimism that's taken hold of the markets today, in part reflected by the dollar having dropped to three-month lows. Given the track record of these summits, is reaction warranted?
I don't think it's pessimism. I think it's realism. You know, we Trump and Xi have met a couple of times. You know, there's great talk, you know, beforehand, and nothing really transpires. They'll really only be meeting for a short period, you know, during the G20. It's not enough time to actually resolve all of the issues that are actually between them.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, in fact, I came across a quote today, an analyst saying G20 is turning into a high-stakes poker game for risk, and if the sideline talks between Trump and Xi fail to trigger an escalation in tariffs, the odds are a full-blown global recession, and that kind of risk increases exponentially. Do you share that sentiment?
Look, I think China is posing a risk at this point. You know, you are seeing it slow. It's not having too much of an impact on the US yet, but you're definitely seeing an impact on Europe. And I mean, you saw it today, German business confidence at an all-time low. Companies like Daimler issuing a profit warning. You know, these are all companies that are internationals that are affected by trade issues. So, you know, right now the U.S. seems to be immune from it, and that's simply because the economy is so strong. The rest of the world is struggling, and if China keeps on slowing, it's going to get worse.
Absolutely. Well, amidst it all, we had our own JSE out with a trading update today, and not encouraging at all, but also not surprising given the kind of trading activity that we have seen. It's been pretty muted as investors remain cautious about the arena in which they're playing.
Correct. Now, partly that's not the JSE's fault. I mean, trading activity has been down globally, but, you know, people need to understand that stock exchanges get their money from trading. So as soon as people get nervous, they fly to safety and they tend to sit where they are. They sit in cash, they sit in bonds. That's very bad for any exchange across the world. But I think what's also hurting the JSE is they also get their money from new listings. Mm-hmm. Now, people seem to be exiting the JSE. You know, they're not entering the JSE. Trading volumes can always pick up, but that new listing issue is going to remain.
And that impacts transaction fees at the end of the day in a very big way. In part, this was already reflected last week when we saw Peregrine out with results and speaking to this dire situation.
Exactly. And I think, again, we're having, in the financial sector, we're having the retailers moment that we had at the beginning of the year. You know, retailers surprised us there that they were so weak. And now we're seeing, you know, the old staples like Peregrine and JSE, which are always, you know, almost darlings of the you know, the mid-cap market, you know, for their cash flow consistency, their dividend yield. And people are starting to look at that and say, well, you're in a worse position than we thought we were. And it is going directly to their bottom line.
Absolutely. Well, where we do have companies making a plan, it's a plan that comes with a very hefty price tag. We've got Astral saying that it's managed to secure water, but has had to, you know, strike a deal effectively with municipalities in order to get this right. What have you made of the announcement?
I think it's a complete indictment of you know, the way we, our infrastructure just generally in South Africa. You know, just coming to the JSC's results, you know, they're waiting for policy certainty, and I think we're all just waiting for that. And you know, it's one thing to talk about policy certainty and a plan, you know, for infrastructure. If it's not happening, you know, these things, they affect companies like Astral. They affect the consumer, because the consumer ultimately has got to suck in the costs, and the consumer is already under pressure. So we cannot afford these types of lapses by municipalities. It's actually quite shocking. You know, when you look, that Astral is actually a great employer. Mm-hmm. You know, it should be a defensive company, because it is foodstuffs, and you know, just because we can't get our act together, as a government, as a country, you could potentially drive a company like that out of business.
Yeah. And I guess Invicta, one of the companies that shows just how tough it is, because yes, we've seen, an increase in its headline earnings, but again, it's a company making a plan. It's had to grow via acquisition more so than anything else.
Yes. Look, it's a very odd set of results. You know, when I see headline earnings up, revenue's up 5%, headline earnings up 93%, operating profits are down 18%. You know, it kind of makes somebody who looks at financials for a living kind of go a little bit cross-eyed, especially when the company tells you that their tangible net asset value should be twice where it's trading at the moment. So I find it a very odd set of results. Yes, I see the acquisitions there, but I don't see, growth in their two major lines of work. And what I did find quite interesting as well was, you even saw the agricultural segment, mm-hmm. Under a bit of pressure. They do state that farmers, don't have the liquidity to buy new equipment because of all the issues about land, appropriation. So again, becoming to the policy uncertainty weighing on another company.
Absolutely. Mm. So amidst it all, what's your stock pick?
Okay, so I would...
Are you going offshore?
I'm going offshore. Are you kidding me? use the opportunity where the Rand is at the moment to pick up one of the local exchange traded funds if you can't go offshore directly. My favorite is the CoreShares Global Dividend Fund. Pick up more offshore.
Let's leave it there, Caroline. Thanks so much for having joined us in studio evening. Of course, Caroline Kremen is with AdviceWorks. What's your stock pick?
Okay, so I would...
Are you going offshore?
I'm going offshore. Are you kidding me? use the opportunity where the Rand is at the moment to pick up one of the local exchange traded funds if you can't go offshore directly. My favorite is the CoreShares Global Dividend Fund. Pick up more offshore.
Let's leave it there, Caroline. Thanks so much for having joined us in studio evening. Of course, Caroline Kremen is with AdviceWorks.